Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: laundromats become cool hangouts with their added attractions, and marketing your small brewery with wild flavor combinations. Those stories after this. Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
New York City has lost a significant amount of laundromats over the past few years. Entrepreneurs are stepping in to fill some of that void. Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet says some local laundromats are trying to boost sales with attractions ranging from arcade games and beer to movie nights. Ann, what have you seen?
Well, in New York City, we're losing our laundromats. I called the city. I was curious because I thought, I've not seen as many washers and dryers around as I used to. And it turns out in the last 5 years, the number of kind of self-serve laundromats where you put your quarters in the machine has dropped 25% from 2,800 to 2,100. And, of course, there are new laundromats that are saying, well, if that's not working, we're going to try something new. So one of the more interesting concepts in the city is a laundromat in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, called Celsius. And they have a very nice upscale cafe where you can get $6 pastries and $4 coffees, and there's organic kombucha on tap. There's a very beautiful patio in the back with pink azaleas where you can fold your laundry on, you know, in the sun. They sell artwork. There's sort of a little art exhibit hanging over the washing machines. You can buy $35 ceramic mugs. It's quite a thing, and it's very lovely.
You don't think you can just slip that by me without a follow-up, do you? You can buy art. You can buy art at the laundromat?
Yes, some very nice sort of modernistic oil paintings.
How about that? So yep. Does this all add up to a wildly popular new trend in operating laundromats?
The owner wouldn't tell me if the place was profitable. She's charging quite a bit of money for a wash. Kind of the standard price in New York City for a double load is about $3. And at this place, a double load can cost anywhere from $7 to $9. There's all kinds of interesting cycles, like you can do like a spa cycle for your for your spa towels if you want. And the drying is a little bit cheaper than usual, but it's still about, you're gonna spend about twice what you would in a typical laundromat. But I talked to the customers, and they're like, yeah, it's totally worth it because this place is not an awful place to hang out in, and if I have to spend a few more dollars, that's fine. On the other hand, this is Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is, you know, an affluent area. You might not be able to get away with this in a neighborhood with more low-income families where there's also a lot more laundromat competition.
I see. We're speaking with Ann Cadet, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece entitled "Latest Spin on Laundromats Includes Pastries, Movie Nights, and Maybe Even Karaoke." So explain some of what the headline said. Are there actually laundromats that might try movies or karaoke?
I went to another laundromat that's fairly new up in Harlem. It's called V&T's Laundry Box. It was opened by a really fun couple. They like to have a lot of parties in their apartment, and they decided, why not have parties at the laundromat? So they started a new laundromat where they have movie nights, they have networking mixed mixers. They have they've had live bands play, all kinds of things to try to get the people in. And they said probably this summer on Friday nights they're going to do some live karaoke. See how that goes with your spin cycle.
Thanks, Ann. Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. More after this. As a business owner, your employees expect you to have all the answers, right? What if you don't? What if you could turn to a group of business leaders, though, in your area for valuable business advice? I recommend you check out The Alternative Board, also known as TAB. By the way, TAB's advisory boards have helped owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years. As a TAB member, you'll meet once a month with local, non-competing business leaders to discuss important topics like sales, marketing, hiring, and more. TAB members also get expert one-on-one business coaching. A current TAB survey showed that members had a higher average sales revenue than privately held businesses, better work-life balance, and smoother day-to-day operations. As a business owner, you can get the support you need now. Start by finding out if there's a TAB board seat available in your area. Go to my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. That's thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Finally, how does your small business marketing stack up to this? As craft beers have boomed, competition for attention has intensified. That has a lot of brewers looking for ways to get noticed. At the Strange Brew Festival in Reno, Nevada, visitors could sample a peanut butter and pickle pilsner, a steak and onion kolsch, and a smoked carrot stout. The U.S., by the way, had 7,346 craft brewers last year, up 93% from just 2014. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.